Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to another video. I'm really grateful to see all of the new subscribers that are joining in. I hope that you're enjoying the videos. And if you have any questions or any videos you want me to do, please comment and I shall try if I feel like I can do a good job. In this one, I wanted to speak to you a little bit about a little bit of a, not a negative, but a shadow topic, I would say. Not necessarily one of those cheerful ones. I've been actually thinking about this for the last couple of days. I think I already spoken about this, that I picked up a few puppies that were abandoned by some folks around me, and they were on the street and I couldn't leave them there. They're tiny little things. I was worried that they'd be hit by a car, and it happens all the time that, you know, animals are hit by cars and die, particularly puppies and kittens. I've seen so many of them on the side of the street, so I decided I'll take them in. And I must say that I've made one of the best decisions in the world by not having children. And every single time I have to take care of someone else's child, or, you know, of a puppy or a kitten or a dog or a cat or anything like that, and I'm sitting there trying to take care of them and not doing a very good job, I realize how great of a decision it is that I did not have children. But more than that, you know, the way I was reacting to the puppies when they would, they'd be whining or they'd be crying, of course, for their mother, or when they'd be just whining in general because they're babies, they don't know anything better, or the way I would react to them impatiently when they would be fighting with each other and hurting each other. But they're babies, they don't know any better. And, you know, whenever I'd see myself from the perspective of, you know, I'd be kind of like stepping back behind myself and looking at myself the way I behave, not only in this situation, this is just one example I'm giving you, but in general, whenever I step back and kind of look at myself from a witness perspective, and I see myself doing the things I do, sometimes I am aware that I can be a very ugly in a way, you know, like a ugly or a terrible person. And I'm not saying this to be derogatory towards myself. Every person on this planet has good and bad in them, in terms of that we're not perfect. So sometimes we do terrible things, sometimes we do good things, and then hopefully it balances out. And, you know, I was trying to do a good thing by taking in these puppies, but I also was, sometimes I'd look at myself the way I was treating them. I would never beat them or hurt them in any way, but sometimes I would, the way I was kind of treating them impatiently, I'd look at myself and think, you are not at your best right now. And this is the whole point of this video I wanted to do, is that, you know, I feel like INFJs, more so than other types, I don't know how other types look at themselves, but I feel like INFJs particularly are very good at noticing the ugliness. And I'm saying ugliness not in an attractive or beauty, handsome kind of manner. I feel like you should know what I'm talking about when I say the ugliness of our character, that is the imperfection of our character, the fact that we are beings that make mistakes all the time. And because we're so aware of all of these mistakes and we calculate them and we write them down, we're constantly thinking about it and we're constantly going over it over and over again in our minds, I feel like we're very good at noticing our ugliness, our imperfections, latching onto it, and then using it as a way to either improve ourselves, because, you know, now I'm looking at myself and thinking to myself, oh, wow, okay, cool, good, I was not a mother, good, I am not a mother, good, I didn't have children. But also realizing how impatient I am, especially with little creatures who could really did not know any better. They have no idea. They have no clue that they're doing anything wrong. And me, on the other hand, being impatient with them, I looked at myself thinking, what a terrible person you are. And of course, you know, I'm not perfect, so I did the best I could, and I try to say that to myself as well. But as I said, INFJs are very good at seeing the ugliness within themselves and the imperfections, however you want to call it. I feel like ugliness is a very all-encompassing term. Like, it makes me feel like it really describes this thing inside of me that I can notice, and I see that ugliness, that imperfection, and I look at it and say, ah, yes, there it is. And so I look at it, and of course I try to improve myself, but what happens a lot of times is that this is one of the reasons why INFJs believe that they're unlovable in a lot of ways, and in a lot of cases why we end up in relationships with amazing people and we sabotage it or we run away from the person. And I get these kind of questions all the time from people, from non-INFJs who are with INFJs and they're in a great relationship, they think, and then the INFJ all of a sudden just runs off into the yonder, making excuses like they're not good enough or whatever excuse they make, and the non-INFJ is sitting there thinking, hey, I thought we were doing well, what's going on? And I think this is the essence of it. We see ourselves so clearly, I don't know how other types look at themselves, as I said. Like, I don't know how clearly other people look at themselves or if they're better at ignoring their imperfections, their ugliness. But for us, it's very difficult to ignore it. We can see it so clearly. I can see my ugliness, my imperfections so clearly that sometimes I'll be riding my motorbike or I'll be sitting around with some friend and I'll notice that about myself, and instantaneously I will take note of it and I will realize that's one more thing I need to add to my repertoire of ugliness or imperfections, right? And this makes it a little bit difficult because I feel like sometimes you have to ignore these imperfections in order to really do any good in the world. For example, if I knew beforehand, I know that I'm a terrible pet mother, but if I had used that as an excuse, I would be like, well, I can't take these puppies in because I'm a terrible mother and I'd be terrible to them and I'd be impatient with them and I can't do that. So I could negate this good that I could have potentially done by saying, but no, I can't take these puppies in, I'm terrible at taking care of pets or little ones. But I did know that I'm terrible at taking care of little ones, but I still took them in because it is the good that I wanted to do. And the good overshadows the bad in a lot of cases, right? So the fact that I did take them in, I did give them a little bit of love, a lot of love, and I gave them a lot of food and, you know, care, and I protected them from the outside world with all those big bad dogs out there and like the scary dogs out there, and then all the cars and all the other little boys that try like to throw stones at puppies and things like that. You know, all of that. I was able to do that. So that's a good thing. Yeah. But if I let my imperfections dictate, my ugliness dictate every action that I take, I'd literally be sitting here doing nothing. And that's what happens to a lot of INFJs. We end up in these states of paralysis or these states of inactivity, of this kind of inertia where we just sit there and we're not able to do anything. We're like, we want to get into a relationship with this person, but we can't. We want to go to university because we think it'd be good for us, but we can't. We want to take this new job or we want to apply for this new job, but we can't because we see our imperfections so clearly. Because we see that, oh, but I am not good enough for this reason. Oh, but I am not good enough for that reason. You know, whatever it might be, we have very clear ideas in our heads about why we shouldn't. And we don't actually like to look at the other side for all the reasons we should, right? And that's what I try to do in this scenario where I was like looking at the pet, at the puppies that I was taking care of. And yes, I did a couple of things that were wrong or not good, but I did a lot of things that were right, right? And so I really try, and this is something that I consciously have to do, be like, okay, what is the good? What is the good things in you that you're bringing to the situation? Yes, you have a lot of imperfections. Yes, you're ugly in so many different ways. But what are the good things you're bringing into the situation, right? I mean, I do this a lot with these videos as well, because my videos are not perfect, my friends. They are not well done. It's basically me, like, lying over you for 10, 15 minutes and then putting it out there. And so compared to some of the YouTube videos I see out there, wow, like, some of these videos are impeccable. They're beautiful. They're gorgeous. Compared to them, my videos look like... they look very different, and they're like, if my videos are here, their videos are like up there somewhere in the stratosphere. But if I let that imperfection of my videos hold me back, I would never put a video out again. I'd be sitting here thinking, oh my god, my videos suck, look at them, they're terrible, look at me, what equipment am I using? Nothing really. What editing am I doing? Nothing really. And so I could sit here and never put a video out, but then I would not receive all those beautiful messages from you saying that I helped you learn something about who you are and helped you feel less alone and all the other amazing things I hear from you daily. And so it's really about the balance, and with everything in an INFJ, we either go to one extreme or the other, and we need to stay in the middle, try to stay in the middle at least, and say, okay, yeah, I'm not perfect. Yes, I know that. But I am not completely imperfect either. I have some good qualities to me. Maybe I even have a lot of good qualities to me. And those are the ones that I want to bring into the situation that I'm going into. Yes, I'm not perfect at being in a relationship, but I'm also really good at this, 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 and this is what I can bring to the relationship. Yes, I'm not the perfect employee, but these are all the beautiful things I bring to the organization I work at. And so this is what I'm going to be looking at. Yes, you can look at your imperfections, and INFJs are very good at doing that, but you should also balance it out by looking at your beauty. You have ugly bits to you, yes, but you have a lot of beautiful bits too. Don't ignore those, because you're always thinking about your ugly bits. And yes, I do that too, and I'm really trying not to do that. And this is one of the reasons why I wanted to do this video, is because I really started getting very upset with myself looking at how ugly I was in the way I behaved with these puppies. In a couple of situations, not all the time. And then I started looking at it and saying, okay, well, but what about all the good things? And I had completely negated all of the good, nice, kind things I did for the puppies, and just focused entirely on those two situations where I was impatient with them. And this is what INFJs, as I said, do. So we really have to balance our ugliness out and say, okay, yes, I am not perfect, but I'm also not imperfect. I have both of these sides to me. What am I going to bring to the situation? How can I look at my goodness as well as my ugly sides? I hope this makes sense. When I was thinking about doing this video, it made total sense in my head, but sometimes it doesn't translate into the real world. But hopefully you were able to understand. If you have any questions about this, obviously, please let me know. I am here to answer any questions if I'm capable, and if you have some videos you want me to do, please message me as well. I'd love to hear from you. Again, thank you so much for listening, for watching, for subscribing, and I shall see you the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.